Are you a plant-based eater? AKA, are you following a plant-based diet, perhaps more vegetarian or specifically like vegan nutrition? If so, there is one potential mistake that you are making because it's super common among plant-based eaters. And it's something that I want you to address today to enable yourself to fill the gap, so to speak, and get yourself in a better position to actually get the results that you were hoping for. So what is this one common mistake that a lot of plant-based eaters are doing? What kind of impact can it have on your nutrition? That is what we're covering today. And I think after today's podcast episode, you're going to know exactly what you need to be doing to enable yourself to just make your nutrition just that little bit more quote-unquote complete. So without further ado, let's get into the podcast. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutritionist. And today we're talking plant-based eating. Specifically, we're talking about the one big common mistake, that I see many plant-based eaters doing. And it revolves around good old protein. Okay, so the mistake, I'm just going to put it out there straight away. The mistake is not focusing on optimizing protein requirements to the levels needed. Now, you may be thinking, how is that a mistake that's specific for plant-based eaters? Well, I should say that there's a lot of dieters out there, even non-plant-based, who don't really optimize protein. Okay, cool. But specifically when it comes to plant-based eating, one of the pitfalls, I guess, if you want to call it that, of the diet is that you're not able to eat so many of the really high protein foods, and therefore you have to be a bit more proactive and a bit more intentful when it comes to choosing your foods. And a lot of people don't realize that or don't care. And what happens, they're just eating plant-based, but they're not focusing on substituting the lack of protein that they're missing out from not eating those other foods and eating good quality plant-based protein foods. Simply that. So what happens is you end up eating plant-based, eating a plant-based diet, so to speak, but your protein levels are not where they need to be. And therefore that that creates an issue where you're not able to build as much muscle as you're hoping for. Potentially your diet's not as satisfying and effective for fat loss either. And just overall, it's not as healthy for you. Because remember, there's nothing wrong with plant-based eating. I've said this time again, you can eat a plant-based diet and still be healthy. But because you are technically eating a diet that is restricted, it is. There's certain foods you can't eat. Because of that, you have to be actively focusing on filling those gaps. And it comes from a nutrient point of view as well. But today we're not talking about those nutrients. We're talking about specifically a common mistake I see that's really easy to address. And that's the protein aspect. Now, I've done videos on YouTube. I've done episodes on this podcast of mine where I've talked about protein options and stuff like that. So you can obviously search for those as well. But just to give you an idea, soy-based foods, tofu, tempeh, texturized vegetable protein, edamame beans, those sort of things are really good. You can obviously choose, if you're vegetarian, it's a bit easier because you can have eggs. Maybe you can have potentially fish. If you're pescatarian, you can have definitely like the dairy and stuff like that. So it makes it a bit easier for you there. But for vegetarians, the soy-based is going to be a big one for you. But there's other options out there. There's microprotein, the Kjorn brand, the bright orange packets you can see. Legumes, so chickpea-based things. There's all those Beyond Burgers and this and that and all those alternatives. There's a lot of alternatives out there. There's some really good options out there as well that actually taste pretty good and give you a lot of good quality protein. You just have to go to the right section and choose the right options. But what happens is people just end up eating a very high-carb, high-vegetable, high-fruit diet with, fats thrown in, but protein is on the back burner a bit. And it's a common mistake. Like I said, it's not uncommon to see someone following a plant-based diet, especially in the initial stages when they're just getting started, which is usually the people who are affected by this most, where their diet is just not optimized. It's not balanced. They've just decided to go plant-based, cut out all these foods, but not substitute them for good alternatives that fit a plant-based diet. And protein comes to suffer. So that's the one macro that really does suffer when it comes to plant-based diets for a lot of people, not everyone, of course, but for a lot of new people, it's something that they have to adjust. You know, it's a bit more of a workaround you got to be focusing on. You have to be more proactive, as I said, to fill that gap. So yeah, that's the one big mistake. I'm not going to ramble on too much more because that simply comes down to that. So what I want you to do is quite simple. I want you to curate a list of good quality plant-based protein foods and look at how you can incorporate them into your different meals. You know, like I said, vegetarian, a lot easier. But let's say you're vegan. You know, do you maybe throw in tofu and tempeh into your regular rotation for your dinners? For lunch, do you maybe include some legume-based foods with something else, you know? Do you maybe for breakfast include something similar, like maybe edamame beans or something like that? Do you snack on the edamame beans? You know, there's roasted edamame beans is all you can choose. What is it that you do? Just curate the list, see how it fits in, and just start working towards it. Like a puzzle. Start building that puzzle back up. Make sure you fill those gaps, get the right puzzle pieces in place, and you'll be in a much better position. Trust me. So yeah. Of course, if you need my help with this, reach out. Show notes below. I'll see all the details. You can let me know. We can talk about how I can help you. I've helped vegans and vegetarians, you know, plenty of them over the years, help them reach those goals. So if that is you, let me know. I'm more than happy to chat and see if it's a good fit. Of course, if you just got some questions, reach out. Okay, find me on Instagram, The Climbing Dietitian. We can have a chat there. But yeah, that's essentially today what I want to talk about. So yeah, if this podcast obviously is helpful, if this podcast episode specifically gave you good insight to kind of move you in the right direction, please consider leaving a 5-star review, sharing how this podcast helps so we can grow this community, reach more people, help more people. And until next time, stay safe, stay classy. I'll talk to you soon. See you later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.